Ottawa. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky thanked Canada and Canadians Friday for standing with his country and his people in a war against Russia that he says has only one possible conclusion. Life and justice must prevail everywhere in Ukraine and for all Ukrainians, said Zelensky, during an address to Canada's parliament in Ottawa. This Russian aggression must end with our victory. Yes. So that Russia will never bring back genocide to Ukraine and will never ever try to do so. Moscow must lose once and for all, and it will lose. Zelensky, wearing his now familiar olive-green military shirt and pants, said he had no doubt which side of the war Canada would be on because justice is not an empty word for Canada. Another extremely important fact about you is you never, never, ever make a political bet on hatred and enmity, he said. And you are always on the bright side of history. Friday marked Zelensky's first official visit to Canada since Russian troops began a full-scale assault on Ukraine in February 2022. He addressed Parliament virtually just 20 days after the invasion began, when he thanked Canada for its support to that point but pleaded with it for more. This time, Zelensky said he came in person to thank Canada for what it has done in the 19 months since the war began. He said Canada has contributed more than $8 billion in support to Ukraine. That has included the provision air defense systems, armored vehicles and artillery shells and the training of Ukrainian soldiers, among other commitments. Canada's support for Ukraine with weapons and equipment has allowed us to save thousands of lives, he said. He said Canada's leadership in sanctions against Russia encouraged others to follow. He also noted Canada's strong, 100% backing of Ukraine's bid to join NATO. Speaking ahead of Zelensky, Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said Canada was extending its financial support of Ukraine even further, this time with a $650 million multi-year financial commitment to Ukraine to give it more predictable and stable support over the next 3 years. That will include 50 new armored vehicles that will be built in London, Ont. Canada and Ukraine also signed a new trade deal Friday, updating a deal first signed 8 years ago. A spokeswoman for Trade Minister Mary Ng said the new deal does not include substantial changes on market access, but adds services and investment clauses to the agreement, along with progressive language around labor standards and gender equality. The Liberals say the aim is to help economically sustain Ukraine and put it in the best position possible for a post-war recovery. At a news conference with Zelensky in Ottawa following their speeches in Parliament, Trudeau said Canada is looking to help ensure Ukraine is economically sound and growing when it is finally victorious against Russia. Trudeau said a victory has to be a real and lasting peace that does not reward Russia at all. He said Canadian trainers will also be sent to help Ukrainian pilots and maintenance workers use donated fighter jets, he said. And Trudeau said Canada will fund mental health care in Ukraine, acknowledging the tremendous toll the war is having on the mental health people in that country. Trudeau said the global rules-based order is hanging in the balance on the front lines of Ukraine as it defends itself against Russia's war of aggression that began in February last year. He said while Canada supports Ukraine because of deep ties between the two countries, it also supports Ukraine because it is the right thing to do. It matters around the world, he said. The matter of sovereignty and territorial integrity must and does matter to all countries. Both leaders reflected on the large number of Canadians with Ukrainian heritage, more than 1.4 million as of the last census. Many representatives were in the House of Commons for the speech and several Canadian MPs and senators celebrated their own Ukrainian heritage with their clothing. Zelensky specifically pointed to the fact that while Russia prevented Ukraine from celebrating its history and memorializing the Holodomor, a Soviet-caused famine that killed millions of Ukrainians in the 1930s, Canada did. In 1983, the first Holodomor memorial was built in Edmonton, he said. As he ended his speech, he expressed hope that one day soon monuments will be built, maybe also again in Edmonton, to honor the victory of our people in this war. This report by the Canadian Press was first published September 22, 2023. the Canadian Press.